Convoy arrived at Golden Horizons shortly after 6 o'clock. Jesse and Suitcase led the procession in Jesse's cruiser. Marty Reagan had joined them and was seated in the back. Behind them, Captain Mickey Kurtz rode in the fire chief's sedan. Alan Hollett and Harold Brown rode together in an official buildings department Buick LeSabre. Bringing up the rear were two more cruisers, each packed with police officers. They entered the property with their sirens blaring and parked in front of the main building. After the officers did a quick check of their weapons, they went inside. They were met not only by members of the staff, but by most of the remaining residents as well, many of whom were crowded into the main foyer, staring wide-eyed at the police officers, chattering loudly among themselves. Chuck Dempsey pushed his way through the crowd and approached the officials. "What's going on here?" he said. "The jig's up," Jesse said to him. He turned to Marty Reagan and said, "I've always wanted to say that." With their faces grim, Kurtz, Hollett, and Brown, each accompanied by an armed police officer, headed inside. Dempsey watched them go. He looked at the documents that had been handed to him, then he turned to Jesse. "No one's around," he said. "Meaning?" "Connell and Morrow aren't here." "It makes no difference. We're going to perform our inspections regardless." "I'm not supposed to let you in." "Too late." "And you're going to inspect us?" "Officially." "I guess I'd better find them." Dempsey looked around at the residents, then walked quickly away.